that I may know him, Paul says. That's the essence of a life governed by the Holy Spirit. It's a life that will deliver us from death, from spiritual stagnation, from going round and round, from coming to a standstill, from being lukewarm. There's no stopping in the Spirit. He is restoring the creator-creature relationship. He's putting it back in the right order. Man is not top dog. God is. One of the major lessons we have to learn in this school and learn well is that he starts things, we respond. He initiates, we respond, and sometimes we have it quite the wrong way round, so he has to make a correction. All your current circumstances are now compatible with my desire for you. Ouch. Before you run away from that thought, as your circumstances are negative, maybe even life-threatening, and therefore how can that be? Remember, darling, you're in the school of the Spirit, being prepared like Esther for the throne. The difference is you will be reigning with the King of Kings. Nothing as incredible as that comes cheaply. Another lesson we learn here is that God allows in his wisdom what he could easily prevent by his power. We are now training in the school of wisdom, which is the school of the Spirit. Nothing will turn out the way we expect. Life could get difficult. He'll likely offend your mind to get to your heart. He just doesn't see things the way we do. His thoughts are not our thoughts, nor are his ways our ways. Right at the front end, then, we're challenged about how we see him, what our expectation is of him. Is he some sort of celestial bellhop or Father Christmas, maybe? Or maybe even a babe in a manger, gentle Jesus, meek and mild. And in this situation, this difficulty, this stuck place, do I still believe he has my best interests at heart? Do I believe he is all-powerful, all-knowing, unchangeable? Do I believe he's good? Answers prayer. We have to face these hard questions first. What we think about him is the most important thing in our lives. And it's often something we never think about because we can't reconcile it with our circumstances, so we won't think about it. We don't sit down and examine what we believe. We've seen that life in the Spirit is about displacement, so let's displace some of those old mindsets with some brilliant new ones. Starting with, he loves you with exactly the same passion and intensity as he loves Jesus. Is that true or false for you? Don't make a mental ascent. Answer the question from where you are right now. Think about what is being said. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. He said that before Jesus had done anything. No miracles, nothing. So do you have to do something to make him accept and love you? If your experience is one of expectations to be met before you receive approval, it's time for a mindset change, a rethink. You are accepted plus nothing. You can do nothing to make him love you more than he does right now. Instead of expectation, you see another E word, elevation. He's always calling you to himself. Let me love you more. Let me pour more of myself into you. You have embarked on a journey into the heart of God. You're not where you were, you're not where you're going to be, but you're on your way. Any movement in those mindsets yet? Stick with the program, darling. Do the homework. See you tomorrow. Loads of love.